AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A funeral in Memphis for Tyre Nichols blended a celebration of his life and anger over his brutal beating.
Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, says her faith has given her some comfort.
I really truly believe my son was sitting here on an assignment from God.
She says his assignment is done. He's home. Vice President Kamala Harris called on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act.
Was not it in the interest of keeping the public safe that Tyre Nichols would be with us here today?
Talking about the officers who beat Nichols, Reverend Al Sharpton says you don't fight crime by becoming criminals yourself.
You don't fight games by becoming five armed men against an unarmed man. That ain't the police, that's punks.
Sharpton says the officers would have acted differently if there was accountability. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Federal Reserve has raised its key rate again, a quarter point this time, a smaller increase reflecting an ease in inflation. Chair Jerome Powell.
It is our judgment that we're not yet at a sufficiently restrictive policy stance, which is why we say that we expect ongoing hikes will be appropriate.
And President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met at the White House, aiming to avert a crisis over the debt limit. McCarthy called it a good first meeting.
I think at the end of the day, we can find common ground.
Israeli aircraft have carried out several raids at a militant site in the Gaza Strip, the strikes in response to rocket fire from the territory. And Lisa Dwyer reports on the end of a manhunt.
Police in Oregon say the suspect in a violent kidnapping, Benjamin Foster, killed two men before being cornered by officers and fatally shooting himself. Captain Kyle Kennedy with the Oregon State Police says,
Foster took his own life with what appears to be a single gunshot wound to the head.
Foster died at a hospital Tuesday night. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. AP NFL writer Rob Motti with big news.
Tom Brady, the most successful quarterback in NFL history, one of the greatest players in all of professional team sports, has retired again. This time, he says it's for good. Brady completed his 23rd season at age 45 and led the NFC in yards passing and broke his own NFL record for completions in a season. He owns just about every passing record in the history books, but by his standards, he had a subpar season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Still, they won the division and went to the playoffs. Brady could play another year from a physical standpoint. He still has the arm strength. There's no drop-off in velocity. There are several teams who are interested in trying to chase a Super Bowl with number 12 as their quarterback, but he's going out on his own terms after an unparalleled career. He has nothing left to prove. He's long been considered the GOAT, the greatest of all time. From Tampa, I'm Rob Motti.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.